Lord, while every head is bowed, we, Father, just thank you in that wonderful name, the name above all names, the name of which all power is given, that wonderful name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you, God, for the anointing, and thank you for your presence here today. And Lord, thank you for this precious time. Lord, thank you that we're becoming vessels that, Lord, it's not out of any natural emotion. It's just because of the praise of your grace. Lord, thank you again that we're becoming vessels to the praise of the glory of that grace. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord God, that we're a people that are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Lord, I thank you that we do lift up our voices to you. Lord, not to make a noise, but Lord, a groaning of a heart. Lord, a thankfulness, a gratitude for your Son. Lord, and the desire, oh, what a desire to be present with the Lord. Now, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you again for your goodness to us and every life that is here this morning. Lord, you're interested in them. Matter of fact, they're your inheritance. God, let them know this morning how highly they favored they are to you because they're your son. Lord, thank you for that blood. Help us to come boldly to that throne of grace this morning. Lord, continue to take this time and may we magnify only you. May all of the praise and all of the glory only be in that precious cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we see more of the beauty of the Lord today. And may the Holy Ghost shed more of that love abroad in our hearts. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to be there? No, you can't. We get things like that and how good God's... Oh, is with us with, oh, that ministry of singing and praise to him. But I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, we hadn't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. What it's going to be there. Let's open our Bibles this morning to Philippians chapter 3. And I thank you. And the Lord encourages you for that attention that you give him. We'll get a moving through this and let the glories roll. But in that third chapter of Philippians, I'll read from the 10th verse. And it says there that I may know him, yep, and the power of his resurrection, praise be to God, and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain the resurrection, unto the resurrection of the dead. See, there's a mark here that Paul starts to lay out very clearly. Paul has known the Lord for 30 years. Paul knows that he's seated in the heavens in Christ right now. But there's a pressing in this brother's heart. He wants to attain to that resurrection, that out resurrection. There's a first trumpet rapture that's going to happen, brothers and sisters, and I'm expecting it this morning by the grace of God. And there's going to be those that are looking for and loving and longing for his appearing. Let me tell you something. That thief is coming in the night. And don't be sleeping in the night. Be wide awake. Like them Jewish brides. You know, those fiancés, they tried to trick them and play games on them. And a lot of times they'd like to come at 2, 3 in the morning. And you know what those Jewish brides and their custom would be? They'd go to bed all dressed and ready to go. He could be knocking tonight. I gotta go. Praise be to God. But if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Aren't you thankful he's got you, see? He just wants you to take more of him. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. All that past, all the trophies, all those failures, they're in the past. Now is now. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise be to God, he is risen. And praise be to God, hallelujah, all that resurrection power. He gave us the victory over sin and death. And again, here we have Brother Paul. He's pleading, brothers and sisters. He's pleading. Well, it's the Holy Ghost that's doing it. To know him in the power of his resurrection. Not to know about the power of his resurrection, but to know him in the power of his resurrection. See, brothers and sisters, you can either see the promises afar off, or you can get right in it. You can be like those prophets, those sons of the prophets. They stood afar off as Elisha was in it. And you know what Elisha did when Elijah was going up in that chariot? He took the double portion. Because he said, you know what? You mean you want me in the glory? Not just beholding the glory? I think I want that. I'm going in. And that's exactly what Brother Paul is encouraging us, brothers and sisters. You've heard that expression before. Quit sitting on the premises and start entering into the promises of God. And what a promise this is. And to begin with, though, in this resurrection power, I want to make sure you understand this. For anything to be resurrected, you know what? It's first got to be dead. It's got to be dead. And how wonderful we're here this morning. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know he tasted death for every man? Oh, yes, he did. He died the death of sin and death for all men. And then, praise God, what resurrection power for us who believe. See, when you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, at that moment you went from death to life everlasting. In the power of his resurrection, it tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. This is you and this is me. Even when we were dead in sin. See, we were all dead in sin. Every life that's ever been born has been born in sin and shapen in iniquity. All right? But there's a thing called but God. Wonderful thing. Always remember it because the devil's going to try to get you to forget it. But God, who is rich in mercy in his great love wherewith he loved me. Now listen to this. I had to go back to verse 4 and give you that one. But verse 5 says, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Did you hear that again? By grace ye are saved. Not going to get saved. Not going to be saved. Not by anything I could do or work up or anything like that. By grace I am saved. Hallelujah. That's a good one. Praise God. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Oh, come on. Let's go on over to Galatians 2:20. Now, we'll go on a little bit further. Here you are again, Galatians 2:20. Read this. Don't just listen. Hear it. Hear this word. I am crucified with Christ. See? There's that dead. Nevertheless, I live, resurrected, praise God. And yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I'm going to stop there for just one moment. Now, a lot of us sit here today, been there, done that. A lot of us sit here today, and my life ain't working right. I'm a child of God. I love the Lord. But I keep hitting that wall. I keep feeling like there's weights just all over me. Honeys, I got news for you. You're not living by the faith of the Son of God. It's the truth. You know, I could go drop myself in a big lake out here, and I could do my best to breathe water. But it's not going to work. It's not. The only way I live is I have to breathe on oxygen. You too. We have to breathe this air that we have. Can't do it any other way. That's how God made us naturally as people. Now, even more so when you're born of God spiritually, when you're a child of the living God, when Christ liveth in you, there's only one way that life lives. The only life you will ever live is right here in the Word of the Lord. That's it. It don't work any other way. See, God is true to His Word, and God loves you. He chastens you. He's not punishing you. He chastens you, just like good daddies and good mommies do. They love their children. They don't want them to get hurt. They want them to grow up. They want them to thrive. They want them to become all that they can be. How much more our Heavenly Father? And I'll tell you one thing. The only thing, the only life, and God help us if we receive anything here today. Lord, let me take this from this today. Awaken, enlighten the eyes of my understanding. You love me so. Help me to quit wasting my life. Help me to quit going after things that are the dead ends and the pits and the devil's lies. I am now a son of the living God. You love me. You gave your life for me. Everything is about me. It really is. You're highly favored. I know sometimes you say, Lord, go bother the other guy. Give me a break. Oh, no. He's a jealous God and he's a jealous lover. And we're talking God kind of jealousy and God kind of love. I've heard people rebuke that. Oh, I wouldn't want a God like that to be jealous. Let me tell you something. I want a God that's all jealous over me all the time. And even when I'm ornery, I still love his jealousy of love toward me because he wants one thing for me, to win his best, to win him, to run well, hallelujah, and to finish with a full joy. Now, I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Paul has known this, that he's a child of God, that he's seated in the heavens in Christ, that his citizenship is in heaven, and it's been there, and he has known that for 30 years preaching, but he's coming to something here, and he says, you know what, brothers and sisters, there's more. There's always more. And the more is knowing him in the power of this, of his resurrection. And I'll tell you what this is all getting at is if we ever have an inkling of really venturing on to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, there's only one way you're ever going to begin to attain that. You got to know him in the power of his resurrection. We're talking about knowing him in the power. We quote this verse a lot of times, but meditate on it a little bit this morning. We are more than conquerors. Did you just hear that? I mean, I would have just raised my hand and said, Lord, I'll take the conqueror stuff. No, no, honey. I'm going to show you what God does. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. Do you get that? See, that's the victory that's already been won in Christ. That's why he said, it is finished. What am I trying to finish when he's already finished it? We're talking a godly finished. He's done it. He's perfected it. That perfect life when I accepted him as my Savior came to live in me. That sinless life. He that is born of God doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. Praise God. I am born a child of the King. I am a little Lord of all. Time to grow up in it, amen. But see, if we stay as children, it says in the palace, even though we're little lords of all, we have no more inkling of what it's about than a servant in the palace. Hey, a servant in the palace got it pretty good, but let me tell you something. My goodness, he wants you to be a joint heir together with his son. That's in the offering for you, to rule and to reign jointly with Jesus Christ. You know, most people just read by that right there in Romans 8. Read Romans 8 today. Good thing. Every Easter supper, let's go read Romans 8. Matter of fact, you'll realize that your Easter supper is every day because my salvation is new every day. Oh, my goodness. What's he preaching on? I don't know. Whatever the Lord wants. But I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, the best thing about this resurrection power is you've already got it. You've got all of it because Christ Jesus lives in you. The moment you took him as Savior, you got it. The Word of God tells you very clearly, you are blessed. You have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Did you hear that? You're not trying to get it. You've got it. That life that came to live in you. It's all there, isn't it? He didn't give this one some and this one a part of it. He gave you, as they say, gave you the whole enchilada. Praise God. I was just eating some of them, and man, I ate more than one.
But I'll tell you what. This is what, see, God wants you to come. See, all these people think, oh, what am I going to bring to God? What am I going to bring? You know what he wants you to bring is empty hands. He just wants this praise. You know, he wants that thankfulness, gratitude, empty hands. And man, does he fill them up, doesn't he? He starts to enlighten the eyes of your understanding, showing you all the things that you have in Christ, growing you up in that reigning life, brothers and sisters. Now, I understand that sometimes, you know what, you don't feel like it. Amen? Come on. I know that. Sometimes, you know what, we don't act like it. But I will tell you, every time that is, it's because we're not feeding the life that lives in us. Amen? Amen. I didn't eat breakfast today. Who knows where I'd be in Scripture? My goodness. You start not eating for a few days, you're going to really start to get funny. You start not eating for a few weeks, you could die. How much more so the Word of God? See, this is, I'll tell you, you drink from this, you'll never thirst again. You feed upon this, oh my goodness, the strength and the power and the growth in the love of God, brothers and sisters. It's awesome. And you know, and as I mentioned just a minute ago about that throne, an heir to the throne, I was looking at those pictures again. I think they were in a magazine as I was buying something. You saw old William and Harry over there in England, you know. Those are heirs to the throne of England, you know, right? Huh? Well, you know who I'm preaching to today? Possible now. Now, here we go. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ of the throne of God. Now, come on. I know you started looking across the pews and said, no, not that guy. No way. Come on now. He might be a joker over it. No, I'm just teasing. They're all sons. And praise be to God. Isn't it wonderful? It's so incredible. You've got it all. Galatians 4:1. Go read it and rejoice in it. You are God in that birth that he gave you in Christ. You're a little Lord of all. That means you have it all to grow up into. But just like those two men, when they were born, they had to grow up into it. They had to be groomed in it. They had to become and take knowledge of it if they were ever going to possess and take that throne. I don't know if you've heard this message today, but I'm telling you, it's all over the Word of God. And he wants you to know it. Matter of fact, he gave you the Holy Ghost. He said, oh, there's many things I have to say unto you. He said this to his disciples. They had been with Jesus for 3.5 years. Do you know that? And right before Jesus Christ was going to be crucified, he said, I'll tell you what, brothers, don't panic. This is the plan of God. We've been preaching this thing from the very beginning, but you don't listen. You got that ADD, and you got to stay with me now. Listen. Listen. I have many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now. Now, they ate with Jesus. There was even a disciple that put his head on Jesus' breast. His name was John. And he said, oh, I love that brother. But he was talking to him too. And he said, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't understand them now. You can't bear them now until he, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost is come. He's been with you, and he shall be in you. Do you realize you live in that time? Come on now. This is the greatest time of faith there has ever been. And we got iPod, we got iPhone, we got we got all of these eyes. But they're missing the one great I. They're missing the I am. Come on now. You know it. It's become so automated. Oh, man, so great. Where is your Jesus? You know what? That's what they said too. See, the sinner can't help do what God told him he would do. Read the Word of God. If they had any smarts at all, which they don't have, they wouldn't sure do what the Word of God told them they would do. But they do exactly that. And God even proves himself so faithful and so true, even in the wicked. God says, I've even appointed the wicked for the day of evil. Do you get that? Nothing catches him by surprise. He took his servant Job, and the devil didn't even know Job existed. That's how God had him covered. He said, devil, I'm going to show you something. What's that? I'm going to show you Job. And this brother loves me. And I'm going to lift the hedge a little bit here. Oh, let me get at him. I'll make him curse you. And he lifted that sweet hedge. And old Job suffered a lot. Matter of fact, Job probably suffered more than all of us put together right here in a lot of ways. And all Job could say at the end of the time, because of the faithfulness of God in him, though he slay me, will I trust him? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you something as we close this up. His grace is wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful. Do you realize that we are his workmanship? See, you sit here today, and I know man's thoughts come at you a lot, religious thoughts come at you a lot. See, religion, what they want to do a lot of times. See, it's not the people. I love the people. God loves people. If we have the love of God, we love everybody. You want people to know Christ as Savior. You want people to know the truth. And whom he has made free is free indeed. See, but religion, it tries to bring you under guilt. Get you to live under some type of a regiment. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Let me tell you something. Christ wants to do it all. He's made you free. Whom he has made free is free indeed. There's the liberty that is in Christ. We are his workmanship. I love that the word of God even says we're little lumps of clay. Did you know that? And he's the potter. Well, I want to ask you something. How many people have ever seen a little lump of clay do anything? I better not see a hand. Or you were up way too late last night. But you know what I'm saying. You know what the word of God's saying. That little lump of clay doesn't do a thing. That masterpiece comes forth all because of the master's hands. We are his workmanship. Oh, yes, it's so beautiful, brothers and sisters. I love it. I sit here today with you, and I'll tell you what. Do you know we've even got greater promises than those in the Old Testament? I was thinking, you know, they run those shows on TV. And I thank God, however Christ is preached. So don't get too haughty and say, well, you know, the word of God, it didn't say that. Well, I understand that. That's how man does that. They put these things in. It was funny. My son was watching the thing on the Bible that they've had on TV. And I was kind of surprised. He was down there just kind of watching it and everything. And it was very sweet. They had the little story about Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel and all that. And then they flashed to something where they had the Jews scaling the big Roman walls. And there was this big eagle on there. And they were taking the head of the eagle down and all this. And my son says, Dad, where's that in the Bible? And I said, son, it's not in the Bible. But that's pretty cool stuff. But that's why you got to know the Bible. Amen. I don't know if they were scaling walls, but remember, the things that Jesus said and did, they said the books couldn't contain it. So let's not get too excited about stuff, huh? Oh, praise the Lord for these things. Hallelujah. But see, we got bigger and greater promises than even Moses did and Abraham did and all of those types of things. But see, God, there's nothing hard for him. And the way that they attain those promises are the exact same way we receive the promises of God to us, which is by faith. It's never changed, has it? Faith in the grace of God. Faith that God loves us. Faith, again, in this resurrection power. We're here on a Wednesday night. We're studying about Abraham. God made a promise to Abraham years before God ever brought the promise forth to show him. And you know what God specifically did? He said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. And you know that story how Abraham and Sarah, his wife, they couldn't have a child. But God had promised, and people started doubting. God had promised, and Sarah started laughing. But God had promised. And here Abraham literally pretty much was dead. No offense to anybody who's getting about 100 years here. But he was about 100 years old. And more importantly, now get this, his wife was right there with him, and her womb was dead. And that promise hadn't come forth yet. That child hadn't been born. But God said, perfect timing. This is when I do it, when it can't be done anymore by anybody else. And I'm going to show myself faithful,
And here came sweet little Isaac. The promise. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. That's how God does it every single time. I'm realizing even a little bit more all the time how the Apostle Paul, he said, I glory in my infirmities. I glory in my weaknesses. He even made the statement, I'm dying daily. Isn't that wonderful? And it is, you know, people look at that and think about these things. See, that was his mother load of glory because it was literally in that place where there was no out. He was completely helpless. He had no strength, literally, virtually kind of way, dead. And he said, oh no, that's the best part. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. For the very power of Christ rests upon me. All right now. All right, the wrap up, here we go. So here we are this Easter Sunday. Praise the Lord. And he is risen. And you know what? We're gathered here to get today, and we're looking to be in heaven. Praise the Lord. And someday we do believe we will be present with the Lord. We know that. We don't believe that's hard for God. Someday this corruptible will put on incorruption. Praise be to God. And when I see him, I'm going to be like him. And that's done. That's finished. Praise God. And that's not hard for God at all. But yet here we are, brothers and sisters. And we sit here and we still got some guilt plaguing my life. Some bitterness. Come on. Some type of failure or whatever it may be. I'm still blaming so-and-so and this and that. Because I know I could have been this or that if it wasn't for him or her. Oh, wow. Pastor, I was with you until that. Now, God can raise me and take me to heaven, but God can't raise me out of that. Now, brothers and sisters, you got the resurrection power. You do. Now, come on now. That way of escape has already been made. We have already rejoiced. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves me. And I want that for my life. I want that by God's grace. And it's living in me. I just need by faith to believe it. And I leave you with this. Just think when they went to the tomb. You talk about that resurrection power. Oh, God. See, this is what these overcoming victories, by the grace of God, can lead to. They come to the tomb. And there was the angel of the Lord. And they said to him, he's not here. He is risen. He's not here. He is risen. You know, they looked in there and they saw a little pile of clothes. Did you know that? Saw a little clothes pile, you know? And I was in the Word of God, and you know what he said to me? He said, if you're planted in the likeness of my death, I'm going to raise you in the likeness of my resurrection. You know what I want someday? Now, not for you all. Because by the grace of God, I hope you get to participate in it too. And not that I've already attained, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm trusting him to perform the good work which he's begun. And see, Jesus even said at that time, he said, do you remember the words? This is what the angel of the Lord spoke to these ones. Remember the words I spoke to you in Galilee? See, they forgot about what was going to happen and they were panicking. And he was gone. Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? Someday, that likeness of his resurrection, they'll come looking and say, you know, Jesse, he's not here. Amen. For he is risen. And there'd be a little pile of clothes on the ground. What do you think, huh? Won't be long. Won't be long. Don't miss it. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this time. We're grateful to God. You love us so. Thank you for every life here today. Lord, we just ask you to quicken the heart. Lord, wake us up. Just let us know how much you love us. Just, again, you're waiting for us. As you said, I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. We heard that this morning. Lord, we are highly favored. Again, only you can enlighten the eyes of our understanding to want to redeem that time. We thank you again for this time. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for that resurrection power. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.